everybody, and welcome to another brand new edition of T Watches a Scary Movie. My name is T, and of course, we are talking scary movies. I appreciate you tuning in for another brand new episode. Remember, new episodes are guaranteed to go up every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, but I always put out a bunch of more reviews throughout the week. So if you want to stay up to date, not only on the new episodes Wednesday night, but the other reviews that I put up throughout the week, the best way is to subscribe to my Linktree, which is linktr.ee/tscarymovie. If you get subscribed to my Linktree, not only will that give you access to the YouTube page for the video versions of the show, to the audio-only versions of the show through your favorite podcasting platforms, but it'll also link you to my Letterboxd, where you can see my movie rankings of films that I'm watching, as well as reviews for the new horror films I get a chance to go and check out, and to my TikTok, so you can see the fun horror videos that I'm putting up as well. So make sure to hit that subscribe button so you're not missing anything at all when it comes to T Watches a Scary Movie. So what am I talking about tonight? Folks, I am jumping into the first entry of the Puppet Master series. This is a franchise that, it's weird, I grew up with it, and I've seen bits and pieces from a number of the films over the years, but to be honest, I've only ever seen, I think it's the second film, that is the only one in the franchise that I've seen all the way through, and it's been years since I've seen it, to where I couldn't tell you a single thing about it, except for some of the puppets that may show up in that film. And as I'm going through a lot of other classic franchises this year, like I'm jumping into Critters, I said I'm going to hit the Omen series soon as well too, I'm jumping into Leprechaun, I figured that this is one that I really needed to go back to and really spend some time with, because it's one that kind of exists on the opposite end of my interest in the horror, like the horror genre. And I love killer doll movies. Like, I've talked extensively before about the relationship with the Chucky movies I have, that is just one of my all-time favorite horror franchises out there. I'm a huge fan of Dead Silence. I like Pinocchio's Revenge. I know it's not a highlight for a lot of people. You know, the Annabelle series, like a couple of those are really good as well too. There is obviously a subgenre of horror that's dedicated towards killer dolls, and so it makes sense that at some point I was going to end up getting infatuated with this series, but it's kind of weird to think that I really haven't seen most of any of them. And so it just made sense to jump in on number one and let's go from there. And I was fascinated to find out that this is a franchise that went direct to video. That, unlike a lot of franchises, more popular ones that we know from like the 70s and the 80s, that eventually after a few entries went the direct to video route, that Puppet Master is one that just started that way. And if anything, it's continually built an audience over this direct-to-video installments that they've done, honestly, to where it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, regardless of the quality of the films. Now, again, I haven't seen most of them, just bits and pieces, so it's hard for me to say whether or not that's good or bad, because to be quite honest, if you talk to any Puppet Master fan, they're gonna say nothing but really, really good things about the entire franchise. And honestly, that stands out, because if you think about some of our more popular ones, your Freddy's, your Jason's, your Chucky's, your Michael Myers, you know, all this stuff you're thinking of, there's always going to be like bad entries in there, and a part to where fans are very much divided amongst these are the good ones, these are the bad ones. But from Puppet Master, all I can really hear is that you kind of know what you're getting into with this franchise, and it's very much either they're all good or they're all bad. So Puppet Master, our first entry here, which came out in 1989, starts off by introducing us to a puppeteer named André Toulon. And Toulon is responsible, he takes care of a number of puppets that he seemingly found a way to brought back to life. Now, Toulon is being hunted by apparent Nazis, as if everybody's watching Indiana Jones film, you can tell what Nazis look like as bad guys in films, if they're not just straight up in their Nazi regalia. But Toulon is being hunted by Nazis who very likely want his secrets to reanimation and how he brought these puppets back to life. But trying to avoid that, kills himself and leaves his puppets locked away for whatever is to come down the line. Now, in our present day at the time, a psychic Neil Gallagher contacts four of his friends who also happen to be psychics to reconvene at his house, where they find out that Neil is actually dead. And over the course of the next few days, Neil's friends start ending up dead as well too, as they begin to be killed off by Toulon's puppets. Now, we don't know the motivation for why these puppets are going around killing these random psychics, but what we do know is that all of them are getting these different visions at one point or another of Neil and of each other dying these horrible deaths. And without saying any more, because we are past the 10-year rule, that's the basic premise of Puppet Master, is that these group of psychics are trying to figure out why their friend is dead and why they are being killed off by these living puppets. Now, if you're somebody that's into killer doll features, what I will say is that the animation and the design of all the puppets being used in Puppet Master are honestly pretty fantastic. It's very clearly, in some cases, looks like stop motion is being used there, but even without the stop motion itself, like, the design of the puppets is honestly really, really cool and interesting. Each of them have their own different methods of being able to injure or dispatch people that they come across, whether it's a drill on one's head, another one that has a knife for one hand, a hook for another one that has leeches that comes out of their mouths. There's a number of different ways that these puppets are able to dispatch these psychics and anybody that's unfortunate enough to come across their path in this film. But what I really, really enjoyed about it, though, is that it doesn't treat the puppets like anything different, that they are still just puppets. So they have the same limitations that, you know, if arguably a puppet got up and started moving around, that you would deal with. The fact that they're so small and anybody could just pick them up and throw them around or manhandle them. Like, we see that happen quite a lot in the movie, and the puppets actually seem to be hurt by that because they have personalities. They definitely look like they can feel that pain. And it's very interesting compared to something like a Chucky, because as we've seen throughout the franchise, whether it's the movies, whether it's the TV show, and that's like the A-list for killer dolls, killer puppets as it is, but we've seen that Chucky becomes more human. Obviously, it is a human inside of the Chucky doll, and that his reactions to everything that's going on is very human-like. But there's a lot of times as well where Chucky is just kind of set up to be overpowered. And I'm sure you've seen it across, whether it's an episode of the TV show or in a random movie, where there's a point to where Chucky takes some damage and you're kind of like, huh, that's not really consistent with what we've seen, to where like Chucky might get shot or stabbed or something like that, and like it seems like it's very clearly hurting him. There's other parts where it doesn't do anything at all, and it does get explained like with some of the lore. But what I liked a lot about Puppet Master is that when the puppets did show up, very clearly they are able to be injured, they're able to be stopped, and it allows it to set up the narrative that even though we're seeing all these humans getting killed in the movie, that they do actually have a fighting chance. And I really did enjoy that, because even though we know that so many of the people in this film are just cannon fodder just to get us a bunch of cool deaths, and there really are some gruesome death scenes in this that I really, really love. It's a very bloody movie, honestly. But I love the fact that at no point was it ever set up that this is just, they're gonna die. Like, everybody is just, they're screwed at this point. There's no way to fight back against these puppets. I love the fact they made it real that the humans actually do have a chance to win this battle. Now, beyond that though, I don't know. It's a little not disheartening, but I wish that there was stronger motivation here for why the puppets are being used. Because one thing that I didn't know about the franchise is that the puppets that are killing all these people are actually technically good guys. They're actually, you know, supposed to be protagonists in the majority of these movies. But what I do know is that earlier on in the franchise, it was more so about who was controlling the puppets, and that made them either be good or evil. And it works well because the puppets, just spoiler alert without revealing the big, big reveal, the puppets are not the actual bad guy of the film. They do a lot of the killing for sure, and they do a lot of evil things, but they're not the actual central antagonist of the movie itself. And it kind of ends up being a bit of a downer, because when we do find out who the antagonist is, you know, the puppets only kind of barely win. And you'll see it when you watch it, because it is available for free right now to watch on Amazon Prime, by the way. So if you have Prime, check it out. But the puppets don't really stand a great chance against this antagonist until there's a lot of help that's kind of put in with it. And I think that was the only downside for me, because I realized the people that they're killing throughout the film aren't these like hard edge, like protagonists. It's like, oh man, you know, that's an Arnold Schwarzenegger type. Of course, that person's not going to get killed. But it just seems like very mismatched that they should be able to easily take out who this antagonist is, and they struggle so much with it. But again, that might be very much on purpose. I'm gonna watch the other movies, so we're gonna see how that power level actually like fluctuates across these other films. But again, I enjoyed this movie for certain. I would say that quality-wise, it does stand the test, at least in regards to the puppets themselves, with any other killer doll movie that you can think of. The story itself might be a bit on the flimsy side. It might not be as entertaining or engrossing as a Chucky or a Megan or an Annabelle. But I do think, though, that at least for the first film, the death count, the death scenes, the puppets themselves, they're enough to keep you hooked to at least check out a couple more entries. So you are going to want to make sure to hit that subscribe button, because folks, I am going to be diving into more Puppet Master movies over the next couple of months. You're not going to want to miss out on that at all. And definitely make sure to hit that subscribe button as well too, because I got more great reviews coming up for y'all as well, including Leprechaun, Arachnophobia, Late Night with the Devil. It's going to be a great month, y'all. But that's going to do it for me tonight. I appreciate you checking out this review. Hit that like button if you enjoyed what I had to say. And let me know in the comments section if you watched these Puppet Master films and what you think about them. But that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. My name is T. We've been talking scary movies. Stay scared. Hey everybody, looking for a great way to stay up to date on horror news as well as read the best of articles on anything scary out in the world right now? Then you need to head over to the Fangoria shop and get yourself a subscription. If you go to shop.fangoria.com/axdw, you can use my own personalized 20% discount to save 20% off on Fangoria magazine subscriptions, as well as 20% off any other items in their fantastic shop. This is a great deal. If you've ever been wanting to get yourself a subscription, now is the time to do so. Head to shop.fangoria.com/axdew.